Welcome, I'm Cliff Hedges. This is Pastor Cliff's Notes. This is a podcast where we're studying the Bible. We're working our way through the book of Acts. Today is episode 256. We'll look at Acts chapter 13, verses 1 through 3. Let's read our passage. Now in the church at Antioch, there were prophets and teachers, Barnabas, Simeon, who was called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manaen, a close friend of Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. As they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." Then after they had fasted, prayed, and laid hands on them, they sent them off. Well, the narrative here in the book of Acts has shifted. We've been down in the area of Jerusalem. The king had executed James, then had arrested with the intention of executing Peter, trying to win favor with the Jewish leaders. Peter was released from prison by an angel. Now the narrative shifts back up to Antioch. Antioch is the place where some of the Christians who had scattered from Jerusalem during the persecution following the murder of Stephen fled to Antioch, and some of them began to present the gospel to Gentiles, and Gentiles were coming to faith. The church in Jerusalem sent Barnabas up to Antioch to see what was going on, but to be an encouragement, and he was. But he saw the task was too big for him alone, so he went and got Saul from Tarsus and brought him to Antioch, and they spent a year there. Then Saul and Barnabas were sent to Jerusalem with an offering to provide for relief because of a famine. Now they have gone back to Antioch, and this is where now the center of the story shifts to Antioch and its outreach effort to the world. Verse 1. Now in the church at Antioch there were prophets and teachers, Barnabas, Simeon, who was called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manaen, a close friend of Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. So there's five people mentioned here. Two of them we already know, Barnabas and Saul. We already know them. Now, it says they're prophets and teachers. It doesn't say who the prophets are and who the teachers are, nor does it say that all five of them are both prophets and teachers. It's probably not the important point. The point is that some of them were prophets, some of them were teachers, and maybe all of them were teachers and some of them were prophets, but regardless, there were prophets and teachers. We know Barnabas and Saul have been teaching, but perhaps they've also been prophesying also. Now, what is a prophet? We saw the prophet Agabus predict a famine, but that's kind of unusual for the gift of prophecy. What generally the idea of prophecy is someone who is gifted by God to receive a word from God, a message from God for the church for the purpose of building up the church. And that's what we see in this case, is God speaking through the prophets. Now, the three that we haven't seen before, Simeon, who is called Niger. Now, Niger is a Latin word that means black. So traditionally, people have thought this is a dark-skinned person, perhaps from Africa. But we don't know. Why else would he be called Niger? So traditionally, it's been accepted that he is a darker-skinned person. Lucius of Cyrene, and we don't know anything about him. Cyrene's from northern Africa. And Manaen. Manaen is a Greek form of the Hebrew name Manahem, which means comforter. And it says he was a close friend of Herod the Tetrarch. Now, this word that gets translated close friend is the word syntrophos, which can have a couple of different meanings. It can, you know, some translations say foster brother. So often in the households of important people, like Caesar, a young boy would be brought in to be a companion to a young man growing up. So he'd be brought into the family and essentially a foster brother and grow up alongside. Or it could just mean a close family friend. So we're not sure what the intention here as far as Manaen is, but he has a close relationship with Herod the Tetrarch. Either was a foster brother, that he was actually raised with him, or is just a close, intimate family friend. Now, Herod the Tetrarch was the youngest son of Herod the Great. Herod the Great, who was the king of Israel when Jesus was born. He was the one that sought to have Jesus executed. So this is Herod the Great's son, who became then the Tetrarch, or ruler of a fourth. He ruled the area of Galilee and Perea from 4 BC to 39 AD. Now, that's Herod the Tetrarch. This is not him. This is Menahem, who was closely related to Herod the Tetrarch. But someone with contacts, someone who has a lot of sway and has a lot of experience with high-placed people. And Saul, we know him. Now, verse 2, as they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. So the Holy Spirit actually said, that's the words that Luke uses here, the Holy Spirit said, set apart for me Barnabas and Saul. Now, said in what way? Presumably through the prophets. And that's specifically why there was mentioned that there were prophets there. So the assumption here is that the prophets had a word from via the Holy Spirit of, this is the message from God, set apart Barnabas and Saul for the work which I've called them. Now, I didn't say what the work is. We know that it will be to leave as missionaries to take the gospel to far off places. But notice also, when did they receive this word from God? While they were worshiping and fasting. And that makes sense. The time you're probably most likely to hear from God is when you're deeply engaged already with God. Worshiping is not just going through the motions of doing something. Worshiping is actually worshiping God, communicating with God, fasting. Why do we fast? Not to try and earn favor with God, to set aside the material things so we can be more open to connect with God. And so while they were worshiping and fasting, that's when the Holy Spirit spoke to them and says, set apart for me Barnabas and Saul. So they did. Then after they had fasted, prayed, laid their hands on them, they sent them off. So they were already fasting, but they'd been told, set apart for me Barnabas and Saul. So they continue to fast. They fast some more. They pray some more. Then they laid hands on them and sent them off. Now, this is not ordination, laying on of hands. That's a church tradition that doesn't crop up till much later. This is just an act of commissioning. And who is it that laid hands on them? The church leaders or the entire church? He doesn't say, but it says the church, there were prophets, and so the message was brought to the church. A lot of people like to think it was the whole church that really sent them out, not just the leaders of the church, but there's not really any real reason to go one way or the other. We don't know, but they were sent off. They were commissioned with the laying on of hands and sent off. Now, some things about the Antioch church to notice. One, they're the first church to witness to Gentiles. We had a couple of isolated examples, Philip speaking to the Ethiopian eunuch, and Peter speaking to Cornelius and his family. Now, they were all God-fearers, meaning they already believed in Judaism. But up in Antioch, they went further. They're speaking to people who have nothing to do with Judaism. They're just speaking to anyone who will hear the gospel. And they're doing it as a church, not as a couple of individual people, but the entire church is reaching out and becoming a church with a lot of Gentiles in it. So they're the first church to actually witness to Gentiles in a big way like this. They're also the first church now to actually intentionally send out missionaries to the surrounding areas. And that's what we'll see happening now in the rest of Acts, is the spread of the gospel. Another thing to note is, who is it that the Holy Spirit said, send out to this ministry I've called them to? It wasn't people that they could spare. It was two of their key leaders, Barnabas and Saul. They're the ones that spent a year there teaching people about Christianity, equipping people to live their faith. And so Paul and Barnabas are key leaders in the church. And the Holy Spirit said, I want you to send them out. And that's a tough call for a church to take key people who are doing important things already in this church to send them out to go do something elsewhere. And that's it's a hard lesson, but a necessary lesson that we need to see, that often we need to be able to, or willing to give up some of our key leaders to go and do ministry in other places. So we're seeing the beginning of the spread of the gospel to the ends of the earth. It was all made possible through the crossing the cultural barrier between Jews and Gentiles, but now they're going to take it in a broad geographical fashion and the spreading of the gospel. Thanks for joining me. Join me again next time as we continue working through the book of Acts.